Head coach Doug Peterson said that the execution in the run game has been poor. What's the remedy? One thing is to put the pads back on at practice. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with a look at how Coach Peterson is preparing the Eagles during the bye week.
Fine line, but at the same time, this is something that the players want. It's not a punishment thing. It's not coming directly from me. It's what the players want. And I listen to my guys, and I think that they understand that there's a sense of physicality that we have to get back to. I'm not saying that we're not there, because obviously football is a physical game, but I think there's a sense over the course of a few weeks when you've been in shells, you know, pad level begins to rise, intensity sometimes can be minimized, and so you get back into pad, sort of refocuses the guys just a little bit, and that's totally, you know, it's not like we're going to tackle, and it's not a training camp type practice, but the fact of just having them on, you know, banging around on one another, still protecting each other, I think is can be a nice asset for us going into our first game.
As the Eagles get back on the field Wednesday, there are three players who are not expected to be full participants, and that's running back Jay Ajayi, defensive end Brandon Graham, and tackle Halapulavati Vaitai. Now, there's no question who the quarterback will be, and that's Nick Foles. Peterson has spent time reviewing tape from Foles' entire career and isn't afraid to sprinkle in some new wrinkles into the game plan to help Foles get on track early when the Eagles take the field in the divisional round.
Yeah, I've gone back and watched a lot of his tape, you know, here, St. Louis, when he was here before, you know, when I was here, and just wanted to go back and just see the types of plays, you know, and as you mentioned, the quick throw was there, a little play action pass, the shotgun stuff, and those are all things that are in our system, and we might just have to dust a few more off and get that ready to go. But that's kind of what this week is for, to get some of those ideas and thoughts down on paper and execute them this week in practice. I do, and he has to. I mean, bottom line, he has to. You know, I mean, he's the guy now, and but it's not. Again, it goes back to what I mentioned earlier. He doesn't have to feel the weight of the entire team. This is a team sport, and you know, we got to play great defense, obviously, and special teams have got to own up to their jobs, and then offensively, we just have to be better all around. So I want Nick to embrace it. He has embraced it, but at the same time, the guys around him also need to own their jobs and their responsibilities going forward. Just finding and doing things that he's comfortable with. Helps in the confidence, you know, again, the run game, we get the run game back on track. That's going to help his confidence. And then just getting the ball out of his hand where he's not having to hold it a lot on first and second down. We know that on third down. I mean, that's been kind of our Achilles heel these last 2 weeks is third down. You know, we've been in some third and long situations, which we got to do better on first and second down. So we just got to get back to the sort of those basics, those fundamental things that got us to where we are now and fix that this week, and he'll maintain and continue to have the confidence with the guys around him.
The Eagles struggled on offense in the final two games of the season, but quarterback Nick Foles remains confident heading into the playoffs because he has two things behind him: his teammates and the crowd at Lincoln Financial Field.
Because I played a lot of football, I know who I am as a player, and I also know that throughout my career and my life, I haven't always played great games. I haven't always, you know, we haven't. I've been in games where execution hasn't gone like we wanted to. And the key is you remain confident because you know who you are. You know that you're going to prepare every day to do everything to your best of your ability. It's not like we go out there and say, hey, we're not going to play to our best of our ability today. You know, we went out there and played as hard as we could. We didn't execute, but that's stuff we can fix because I know every single guy in that offensive huddle and on this team gives everything they have. That's something that you can't just teach. That's something that's within, and we have that. And that's, you know, the 13-3, that's because of that. Guys believe and they give everything they have. So that's where I'm confident because I'm confident in myself and I'm confident in my teammates because I know what we're capable of doing. That's great. Thanks.
In the Eagles' last five home games, the defense has allowed a grand total of 45 points. That's 9 per contest. The Eagles finished fourth in the league in both yards and points allowed in 2017 and will look to carry that momentum over into the playoffs.
I mean, that's our expectations. I mean, that's the way that we preach things and, you know, the way the coaches coach. They're hard on everything, and you know, we got to expect to go out and win a game. Out today was, you know, a lot of guys got a reps who normally don't get a lot of reps, you know, during a game. But they went out and embraced it, and they took, you know, every opportunity they can to go out and make a play to help this team win.
I mean, I think everything is within reason. You know, I definitely think, you know, with the next we've been kind of resting at the end of the year and getting guys healthy, I think it's been important for us, especially after that long trip on the West Coast and three road games in a row. But now, obviously, with the little bit of rest now this week with some of our starters having a bye next week, I think it's important that we get back to some of the basics, not do anything crazy or out of the usual, but I definitely think it's an opportunity for us to get better as a team, and that's where the focus needs to be.
I think, you know, we've had our rough spots, but for the most part we've been who we are, and it's physical, play with passion, emotion, and try to stop the run first. I mean, you know, they ended up over 100 yards today. I don't know how many Zeke ended up with. Yeah. I wish we could have kept them under 100, but, you know, they were committed to giving them the ball. And, you know, I think that's the type of defense that we should try to be, you know, throughout the playoffs, to try to keep the points down and play physical at home here in the cold.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360 with Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook. We will also have Nick Foles' live press conference on Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. So until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on this Tuesday edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.